Nepal's former rebels are again applying their time-tested tactic of bringing civil life to a standstill to press their demands. After Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal refused to resign Saturday evening, the Maoists went ahead with a threatened national strike. The previous Prime Minister, Pushpa Kamal Dahal, better known as Prachanda, chairman of Nepal's Maoists, says the former rebels were left with no choice but to press ahead with civil disobedience.
I hope that within a couple of days we will be able to break the stagnation, we will be able to come to an understanding, because our movement is completely peaceful and in the democratic norms and with the huge participation of the masses of peoples. Our minimum demand is having a national unity government and a guarantee of peace and constitution.
As Prime Minister last year, Prachanda pulled the Maoists, who won the 2008 election, out of the government. That was because of a power struggle involving leadership of the army and how to integrate the former Maoist guerrillas into the military. Nepali Congress Party General Secretary Bimalendra Needi says the political mainstream would find it unacceptable to let the Maoists return to power unless they dissolve the People's Liberation Army under terms of the 2006 peace accord.
They want to lead the government. There must be a civilian party. And with all this combatant, with all the weapon, it is not very much comfortable situation to accept for any other political party.
Nearly 20,000 Maoist fighters and their weapons remain quarantined in camps under United Nations supervision. The former guerrillas are supposed to be integrated into the Nepalese army by May 28th, which is also the deadline for drafting a new constitution. Neither seems likely to be accomplished within the next 4 weeks. Unless the major political parties agree to extend the deadline or call for new elections, Nepal would be plunged into an even more uncertain future, with some analysts warning of the possibility of a return to civil war. Steve Herman, VOA News, Kathmandu.